This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the final week of the WHL's regular season, and what a final weekend it is, with two playoff spots still up for grabs in the Western Conference and a four-team race set to decide it. And we only know one of the eight opening round playoff matchups. Everything else heading into this weekend is still on the table. Ahead, the University of Saskatchewan Huskies are Canada West champions. They feature 23 WHL graduates. Now head off to Nationals in New Brunswick. One of those grads is former five-year Western Hockey Leaguer Derek Hulak. He'll be our guest. And he's the first 60-goal man of the WHL in over 10 seasons. Medicine Hat Tiger sniper Emerson Edom will join us as the WHL Player of the Week. It took triple overtime in a deciding Game 3, but the University of Saskatchewan Huskies knocked off the University of Calgary Dinos to win Canada West and advance on to Nationals. Leading off the show is Husky forward Derek Hulak, who played with the Saskatoon Blades and Regina Pats for five seasons from 2006 to 2010.
Whenever you start the year, you always your goal is to win a national championship, and for us, we knew we you obviously have to make it there first. So going into playoffs, we had had high hopes, had a little bit of a lull towards the end of the year, but we knew we had a group that could do it, and felt great to be able to get that done.
Take us on the bench there, Game 3, triple overtime, and it was another WHL graduate that finally ended the marathon there in Saskatoon.
Yeah, I mean, it was it was a game that could have went either way. Both teams were really evenly matched. Both teams played their hearts out, and when it got into that third overtime, we kind of figured it would just be a puck chucked at a net either way. Lucky bounce, and something was going to end up going in. So we were fortunate to be the team that ended up getting that bounce.
And for those who don't know, that was Brett Ward, who played in the Western League as well for numerous seasons. Saskatoon and Chilliwack come to mind. Derek, talk about your second year now with University Hockey, with the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. Talk about that move that you made after the WHL, and if it's been a positive one for you.
Definitely. I mean, I was lucky enough to have a brother go through the same process I did. He played in the WHL for 4 years and went on to a four-year successful career at the Huskies as well. So being able to kind of have him mentor me through the process, it was a great decision, I feel, on my part, coming back, getting an education while still playing a high level of hockey. So I'm very excited, very thrilled that I came back and made that decision, and been trying to make the best of it.
23 grads on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies from the WHL. What's that like, playing with all these guys you used to face off with against every night?
The funny thing is, to be honest, I knew probably about 20 of them before I even came in here. So, it's a great locker room. We've got a great group of guys. And like you said, the majority of them being WHL grads, you've either played with them or against them your whole career. So, they've all been through the same process. You have a lot to relate to them with. And like I said, we just got such a great group of guys this year. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, next stop, University Cup in New Brunswick, hosted by the Varsity Reds out there. You have to think that, the Huskies' chance is as good as anyone's as you get set for that tournament.
Definitely. I mean, when looking at some of the other teams that are going to be out there, we got to realize that they're good teams. But at the same time, I mean, we've earned our right to be there as well. So and we're going to not try to be intimidated by any of the teams out there. Just, go in there and try to do what we've been doing all year, and hopefully we'll be successful.
Five-year Western Hockey Leaguer Derek Hulak, now in his second year of CIS hockey with the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. Thanks for this, and good luck there in New Brunswick, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League.
Down the left side, Nugent Hopkins in over the Bronco line. The shot scores!
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or a trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a season for Medicine Hat Tigers and Anaheim Ducks first-rounder Emerson Edom. He is the WHL Player of the Week and the first 60-goal man in the league since Lane Ulmer in the 2000-2001 season. Voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, caught up with him.
And I know you're a pretty humble type guy, but still you have to feel pretty proud about your accomplishments this year.
Oh, for sure. The player of the weeks and you know, that sort of stuff, it kind of comes with just hard work and your line mates' hard work and just, you know, your teammates supporting you, and it's got to be right timing. And I think this year it's all about been timing and you know, who I've been playing with, and it's just you know, I'm having a lot of fun, and it's just worked out great this year.
60 goals in the season, that's very, very difficult in today's type of game where defense is really huge and you're always getting bumped around, knocked off the puck, they start keying on you and everything else. You've never really had a downtime this year. How have you kept your head above water? How have you been able to score on a regular basis?
I think it's about having you know, a routine each and every night, you know, getting yourself ready to go mentally and physically, and you know, what you're eating, how much sleep you're getting, and drinking lots of water, and just making yourself ready to go each and every night, making sure, you know, obviously being a speed guy, that your legs are going and utilizing the speed. And and all mentality that I've had all year is, you know, top of the circles down, just shooting everything you know, possible. So yeah, it's just been great, and along with my line mate support, it's been a great year.
A lot of young guys in this Tiger Hockey Club coming up through the ranks, and I know they look for you for leadership and so on. If there's one message that you like to deliver to them in possibly improving their game and helping with success, what would that be?
You know, developing a routine now. So you, maybe you're 17-year-old or 18-year-old year, you're not, you know, so slow to the punch. You're, you know, when you're 16, you know, you're a rookie, you have other duties to do. So that's the year where you got to find what feels comfortable for you and just make sure that you're on every night. So it's a difficult year coming in as your first year. And, you know, I just hope I'm being a great example for the younger guys.
And I remember the first road trip you were on. I know Willie brought you in, and you were with us in Prince Albert, Saskatoon. It was cold and everything else. That must have been a tremendous eye-opener for you. And I'm surprised you didn't say, no, I don't want to be here. I want to, you know, stay in California and do some good things down there. What made you kind of say, yeah, I want to be a Tiger?
Yeah, well, just staying at Tyler Ennis's house, you know, whatever the team did, I was, you know, honored to do. You know, having that opportunity was definitely an eye-opener, and, you know, just the name Tyler Ennis, you know, obviously, you know, back maybe, you know, four years ago when it happened, just, you know, his name was is blown up in the hockey world, and, you know, I looked up to him so much, and, you know, to, yeah, like I said, stay with him for a week, you know, that was good enough for me. And I just, you know, tagged along with the team, got to know the guys, and everyone was so good to me that, you know, I made my decision right then and there to come up to Medicine Hat.
I'm sure Tyler would be proud to hear that statement. If you hadn't decided to play hockey, what would you be doing right now?
I'd probably just be a beach bum, just, you know, surfing every morning and, you know, living that kind of life. But you know, all of my friends are doing that back home, or, you know, if not that, then playing baseball. So you know, one of the two.
Emerson Edom, a true blue athlete and a great guy. Thank you so much for taking this time. Congratulations again on Player of the Week.
Thanks so much, Richard.
And that's the show. Thanks to Rids in the Hat for his help. Enjoy the final weekend and buckle up for the 2012 playoffs. We'll have a special playoff preview show ahead next week.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.